Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans. Last time we discussed Romans chapter 1, verses 21 to 23, and we saw that Paul took us back to the Babylon of the past in Genesis 10 and 11, and where mankind turned away from the living God, they corrupted the knowledge of God and added idolatry. And then we saw that Paul points us also to the future in his last church letter, 2 Thessalonians, to the Babylon in the future, which will be a corruption of the Christian religion. And I believe at that end time there will be Jews who are believing at that time, and there will be a corruption of true Judaism and mixed with Christianity and other religions. So we'll have to see the book of Revelation for more information on that. So remember, Romans takes us back in chapter 1 to Genesis 10 and 11, Babel. 2 Thessalonians looks forward to the Babylon of the future. And right in between, before the mystery of iniquity comes out in full force, we have the present era where the Apostle Paul is going out to the nations. Actually, Paul's ministry to the nations almost puts on pause the unleashing of the great lie, which will come out in the end times. The lie took place all the way up through the book of Acts, and then Paul is raised up to go to the nations with the gospel, the grace of God, and it's as if that God is withholding the worst sin to come because of the present grace going out to the nations. So idolatry leads to the great lie. What is that lie? Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil, and ye shall not surely die. Those were the great lies of the evil one in Genesis 3. He said, ye shall be as gods, and he said, ye shall not surely die. And what do we have today? We have men worshiping their own view of God, and we have men believing in the natural immortality of the soul. And all this stuff is a lie of the evil one. And we're going to see this worship of the evil one in Revelation chapter 13 come to its culmination. We also saw that once you start with man, it comes down to creeping things. So once you begin with man, it comes down to the lowest animals. Egypt worshiped the animals, if you study Egyptian history. And remember this, the devil is behind all false worship. Read 1 Corinthians 10, verse 20 for more information. And then we read in verse 24 and 25, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie. There it is, marginal reading, the lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Now notice that. God gave them up. When man rejected God, the worst thing he could do for them is allow man to do as he pleases. If you look in the book of Genesis, God told Abimelech that he had withheld Abimelech from sinning against him. One of the worst things is if God doesn't withhold you from doing as you please, and this is what happens here in Romans 1. When man rejected God let man do as he pleased. That's the worst thing he can do. As a matter of fact, in Acts chapter 7, verse 42, we read that God gave up Israel, same words used, and it's for the same reason he gave up the Gentiles, it was for idolatry. Romans 2 is going to show us that both Jews and Gentiles are no different. The Gentiles were given up back in Genesis 10 and 11, and the Jews are given up after their long history of the knowledge of the true God, and they turn to idolatry as well. Now notice what happens, he gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. So God allowed them to dishonor their bodies. To the degree that man rejects God, he loses his humanity. Ponder that. To worship and serve the creature is to make man the source of all truth. It is another God in image, and that's the lust of his own heart. It's him making his own decisions of right and wrong apart from God. So their bodies were dishonored. And by the way, there's a contrast. In Romans 12, 1 through 2, Paul tells us to present our bodies a living sacrifice. So we who have been brought to Christ in the knowledge of his saving work, we no longer have bodies dishonored. We're to present our bodies to God. Now notice it also says, who changed the truth of God. They changed it into a lie or the lie and worshipped and served the creature. There it is, the lie, the system we spoke about. It's worshipping and serving the creature more than the Creator. This is the great lie we spoke of that goes back to Babylon and the principles we've been studying here in Romans chapter 1. And Paul has to say this, And they worshiped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Paul has to stop, as it were, and look up and give honor to God because he has been dishonored through man's sinfulness, as we just read in Romans chapter 1. May we give God the glory due to his name. May we glorify God as God and thank him. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We'll talk to you again next time.